I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kia ora and welcome back to Kiwi Birth Tales. I am your host Jordan. I'm a mum of two. I've got Jai who's four and Ali who is 2.5. And today I am coming to you with an individual episode. So it is just me and I'm giving you some best birth tips brought to you by Your Birth Project. And Your Birth Project is my online hypnobirthing course designed to help you create your best birth. If the word hypnobirthing doesn't resonate with you, then change it to something else. Calm birthing, birth education, antenatal course, literally whatever you want to call it. The key is that you're going to get the information you need to have your best birth. You're going to be educated, you're going to be informed, you're going to be able to make the best decisions for you when it comes to the point in time in your birth where you need to make a call, and you're going to feel really well prepared and supported to do that. Today we're going to chat about all things birth library or perceptions of birth, or just how you sort of build what you think you know about birth and why that is really important. And we talk about this in depth in the Your Birth Project course. In the course you will find that you get a lot of information in a really succinct and easy to follow way. So it works through pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. The main focus is on birth at the moment. There is more coming for pregnancy and postpartum. If you enter the course now, you'll get the new content at the current price that you've already paid, which is always a bonus. But it works through the birth section really easy to follow. It makes sense. You move from one video to the next and you're like, yep, what I've just learned really makes sense to this video too. So you're retaining the knowledge as you go. You can go back to it as many times as you like. There's so many reasons why you need to be in the course if you are pregnant. So if you haven't already signed up, go and check out the Your Birth Project course and make sure you get into it. But what are we talking about? So when it comes to your perceptions of birth, I think, you know, we grow up, we watch movies where someone's giving birth and they're on their back and they're screaming and the doctors are yelling at them to push, and like it's just super dramatized. And then you might have a sister give birth and she might have an experience that was less than ideal that she feels some trauma from, and then she shares that with you and then you go, holy shit, that's what my birth is going to be like, and that sounds awful. And then you take that and you might be scrolling Instagram and you see someone's traumatic birth story on your Instagram and you read through it and you add that to your birth library. And that's another thing where your brain is going, oh my God, birth sounds awful. This sounds horrible. And I'm just going to put that at the back of my mind. I don't want to think about it again, but that is what is on my mind about birth. Then I might read some positive birth stories. I might be on my Instagram reels or on my TikTok and I see someone say, I had the most positive birth experience. It was amazing. Let me tell you about it. And I watch that video and I go, oh, that sounds totally different to what I've heard before, but that must be a fluke because all of the other things I've heard and seen about birth are awful. So that's a fluke. Good on you. You had the dream birth, but that's not going to happen to me. So you can see sort of what I'm getting at here, and it might be like a more really obvious way of thinking about it, but basically what has happened is you've filled your birth library unintentionally. This is not your fault, but your birth library has been filled with things from the media, from stories that you've seen online, from people that you might know that you've talked to that are associating birth and giving birth with negative feelings, with being traumatized afterwards, with being in so much pain, and all these associated words that just make you think this is going to be awful. So from the second that you're pregnant, in the back of your mind, you've got the subconscious narrative going on telling you, okay, you've got to give birth in 9 months' time and it is going to be awful. So anything that you learn about birth in that frame is going to have this association with, no, my experience is going to be, you know, awful, really awful, negative, bad, all the words that you can think of that in the back of your brain is sitting in your birth library, and you remember all of those awful things you've heard, and then that is how you feel. But don't worry. So it feels doom and gloom right now. At this point in the episode, you're going, Jordan, where are you getting to with this? Because right now I feel like crap. So what I am getting to is that you can take all of that crap out of your birth library. You can, like, think of it like an actual library. You've been to the library so many times in your life and you've got all of these books out about birth. And every single one, maybe bar a few, that you filled your library with subconsciously and not on purpose have been negative. What we're going to do is we are going to return those books. So you're going to take them back to the library. They're overdue. You're getting charged fees. Take them back to the library, drop them off and get rid of them. And instead, you're going to check out with some positive birth stories. You're going to check out with some positive birth information. You're going to check out with some inclusive birth education, and you're going to fill your library with that instead. The key to this is that it's something you have to consciously decide to do. So you have to be in the right mind frame. You have to be in the right mindset. You have to be in the right place to go and take those books back to the library to get rid of what you know about birth so far and replace it with positive, feel good, informative education and knowledge and feel really, really good about that. But you have to be in the right place. I don't know if you can hear, like, if it's coming across how passionately I feel about this, but this is going to make a huge difference to your birth. So, like I said, we talk about this really in depth in the Your Birth Project course because I think it's so important to understand where your perceptions of birth come from. So where you've got those perceptions from and how that is shaping how you think about birth. But what I'm telling you is that you can and you will change it. So there's a couple of ways that we can do it and I'm going to talk you through them now. If you're driving, make sure you just come back to this episode and you can go through the points from here. But if you're not, get out a notepad and let's work through it together. So the first thing you're going to do is understand what exactly is filling up your birth library right now. So what is in your head about birth? When you think about birth, if you're sitting there, you give yourself some time and, you know, some peace and some space to think about, what do I actually think when it comes to giving birth? What stories have I heard? What words come to mind? How do I feel when I think about giving birth? Okay, so you've written them down and you look at them on a page and you go, all right, what is this narrative kind of telling me? Or what are these words, what are these stories showing up for me? So what is the headline or the theme of what you'd say your birth library consists of? So if I think about what mine might have been before I gave birth to Jai, it might have been a word like scary or anxious or nervous. Those types of words I would have associated with birth. The next thing I want you to do is think about, where are you currently getting your birth narrative from, or these birth books in your library from? So are you getting them from scrolling social media and seeing these posts pop up that are, you know, associated with birth trauma or that are scaring you or making you feel like, oh crap, is that going to happen to me? Are you getting them from your mum? Like I feel like my mum is bad at this, but lots of mums are bad at this, where they've had an experience and therefore, like, makes sense, like a lot of people, that is the experience that most people have, that's what they think. And so when they share things with you, it's like, this will be your experience too. So they pass that on for you. So are you getting your birth library books from a friend or a family member who is just consciously or subconsciously passing that information on to you without realizing its impact? And it might be every time you talk about birth, they frame it in that way. So are you getting it from there? Or are you consuming, you know, podcasts, YouTube videos, TikToks, whatever it might be, that have the same narrative about birth? And you might have watched one and then now you're getting fed them all the time in your For You page or on your Reels. Like, are you getting them from a social media outlet or from somewhere that you can go, all right, I'm going to do a bit of an audit of the things that I am looking at in relation to birth, and I'm going to stop following that account, or I'm going to mute them, or I am going to avoid those stories purposefully because I don't want to fill my birth library with them anymore. And if it's a family member or friend, I'm not suggesting that you never talk to them again. I am suggesting, however, that you have a conversation about, hey, the things that you've shared with me so far about birth, I get it. That's your experience. I respect that. And I'm grateful that you've been so willing to share with me, but I'm actually trying to avoid thinking and talking about those types of experiences from here on out. So when we talk about birth in the future, can you please just hold off on sharing those experiences with me again? I would really appreciate it. So just having that sort of awkward upfront conversation of, this is not serving me. Remember, you are the person who's going to be giving birth. You are important. Of course, the person sharing a story with you is also important, but they've had their experience and now it's your turn. And you just need to be able to say, hey, that is not serving me right now. Let's pick it back up once my baby's born. Okay, so you've done a bit of an audit of where things are coming into your birth library from, where you're getting your information from. And then you're going to get rid of all of the things that are not serving you. And you're going to be more conscious about what you are following, what you are reading, what you are listening to. The next thing we're going to do is replace what you might have had in your birth library before with positive and good and real life stories and education that are going to make your birth library feel like this happy, beautiful, you know, I'm picturing like a flower garden and you're running through it with your flowy dress and your hair in the wind and like there's birds chirping and you're feeling so good in your birth library. So you want to replace it with things like the Kiwi Birth Tales podcast, obviously, but you might want to search for specific stories on the podcast. So you might want to avoid stories where previously you've filled your birth library with birth trauma stories and therefore you're not going to do that anymore. You're going to specifically search for positive birth stories. You might go to other podcasts to find that. You might do that on social media. You might do that on blogs or YouTube. You can do that lots of different ways. You're also going to search for birth education that makes sense to you. So number one, the Your Birth Project course. I've told you this at the start of every podcast episode. It does not matter what kind of birth you want to have. The Your Birth Project course has something for you. So you're going to seek out education that makes sense to the type of birth you want to have and try and be really inclusive of that. So if a home birth is your goal, of course, seek out birth education that is going to support you to achieve a home birth. But don't only seek out home birth education. You want the whole picture of birth. So you want all of the different options of where you can give birth and you want to learn more about that and you want to learn more about your body and labor. So that's what we talk about in the Birth Project course, is just, you know, it's inclusive of all birth types and all birth places and everything like that. So you want to seek out education that is going to serve you from a really positive perspective. So if you're following accounts on social media and you're like, yep, I'm learning so much about birth from this account and I'm feeling really good about it, amazing. Look at all their posts, comment on them so that they stay on your page, all of that type of thing. If you're not getting that from a page, unfollow it, mute it, do whatever you need to do to get rid of it. But we want to fill your birth library with positive birth stories and inclusive birth education. So that's your next step. Once you've done that, you've given yourself a bit of time, I want you to do a check-in that's a bit down the track. So in a couple of weeks' time, you might go, all right, I've been consuming different content. I've been purposeful about what I am bringing into my birth library versus what I am leaving out of it. Do this check-in again. So what words, what stories, what things are coming to mind when you think about birth, write them down on a page, then give it a theme. What is that showing up for you now? So what's the word that you might have switched to? If you were anxious before, are you now feeling excited? Or are you now feeling like you've got it? Or like you're confident? Or like you're empowered? What's the word that is coming when you've done all of the things and you've filled your library in a different way? Just another mindset check-in. And that will give you a good idea of if you need to go back and do it again and try and be a bit more conscious about what you're consuming or what you're bringing into your library and what you remove. And if you're having a hard time taking things out, or if you're having a hard time getting rid of, you know, that story or that thing or that word that was constantly coming to mind, then maybe you need to think about it in the sense of doing some meditation or some more work around birth trauma, or working with, you know, a birth practitioner who can support you in a way, maybe like a doula. So do they have doula support in your area? But once you've done the Your Birth Project course, I feel like you're going to have some really good tips to take what we've talked about today further and get rid of your previous mindset around birth and what you'd filled your birth library with and replacing it. So you can go through this process as many times as you need to until you feel confident that what you've got in your library is feeding your subconscious really positive, informed things about birth. Because why this all matters, so the end point of this story is that when we go into labor, you don't want to have this subconscious feeling of fear in your body, because in the Your Birth Project course we talk about fear, tension, pain and that cycle and how it works. If you start from a place of fear, it's really hard to get rid of that. You don't want to be fighting with your mind and your body every time you get a contraction to go, oh God, another contraction. This is really painful. I hate this. This is awful. And oh, remember the story that I listened to where the lady was having contractions so bad that she felt like she was going to pass out. That's me. I feel like that. And then all of a sudden you're in the cycle because you've got fear. Fear creates tension in your body, and tension in your body when you're having a contraction creates pain, more pain. We don't want to create more pain in our body. So that's why this is a really important step. And I'm not suggesting that you're going to, if you don't do this, you're going to go into labor, you have a contraction, all of a sudden, that's it, you're done, you're going to have, you know, this awful birth story. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you can have a better birth. You can control what you can control in this sense, and feel a totally different subconscious and conscious feeling when your contractions start, you go into labor and your baby's coming. So you have control of that. And I think that's the one thing I talk about with people most, is what makes them most nervous about birth is not having control of their birth or what's going to happen in their labor. Do the things that you can control. Focus on what you can control. So this is one of those things, and I hope this has been helpful. I hope this has been a useful exercise for you. If you're not already convinced, if I haven't already told you enough today to go and join the Your Birth Project course, go and check it out. It is $89 New Zealand. You get the content for 12 months. You can revisit it, redo it as many times as you like. The breathing techniques are relevant in pregnancy, birth, postpartum, everyday life. I still do the breathing techniques to get to sleep sometimes. Like, there's just a wealth of knowledge in there that is easy to follow. It's easy to work through. It is put together in a simple way so that you don't have to think about it. You just have to listen and learn. Take what you want to out of it. Repeat the course in a couple of months' time if you feel like you need to. You've got the option there, but go and check out the Your Birth Project course. Replace the books in your birth library and let me know how you found this episode, because I'd love to bring you more of them.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.